Yeah, I'll follow up on that, and then one other one, Coach. Will that be something that'll be going on through summer school? I mean, rather than us asking you about Nick every week, is that something that probably be?
Yeah, well, the thing I'd say is if there's any change, I'll definitely let you know. But for right now, there's no changes, you know, in terms of his status and what he's doing.
And also with Carl and Algie off the roster, that puts you at 11 for next year. Are you continuing to pursue guys?
Yeah, we're actively recruiting. You know, obviously we're just coming off of one of the things during this last 2 or 3 weeks that we've been off. You know, when the season ended, I tried to meet, and I'm still in the process of getting to all of our guys, but really tried to meet with the guys that would be returning. So probably before they went on spring break, had a chance to talk to both Algie and Carl in regards to what would be happening. So, you know, the information obviously just got out to you guys yesterday and today, but this is something that we probably talked about a couple of weeks ago. So in the meantime, yeah, we've had an opportunity to go out and you know, visit with some potential recruits, and certainly looking to try to add some more pieces if possible.
I know a day after the season, Bill Battle put out a statement about the program. Just wonder what your reaction was to that and to the confidence he voiced in this program.
Well, I think anybody that's been around Coach Battle knows that he's a very, very genuine person, and very competent in terms of his understanding of what it takes to build a program. So certainly for myself and our family, we're appreciative of the support. But you know, like we've always talked about, you know, for me, it's about, you know, trying to get this program where it needs to be and put ourselves in position where we can compete for championships. I think that's what Coach Battle expects. That's what I expect. That's what our fans and supporters expect, as it should. So, you know, I'm certainly, you know, appreciative of his confidence and his support. You know, and I understand what we've got to be able to do.
Coach, with the departure of Algie and Carl, kind of unexpected, what kind of unique challenges does that present to you as a coach trying to fill those gaps?
I think, you know, when you say unexpected, you know, obviously, like I said, this is something that for you guys is you know, new information. You know, for myself and our staff and our program, I think for college basketball, this is really, you know, not something that's off kilter. In terms of any challenges, we're going to continue to try to build the team, build a program, like we just talked about, in terms of compete for championships and getting where we need to be. So it's really nothing that's, I think, unique or different, you know, from my perspective.
Just in conversations with Bill Battle, were there any expectations set out for next season of what he's hoping to see in terms of improvement?
You know, like I said before, you know, for me, it's about, you know, we have high expectations for our program every year, you know, no matter, you know, what the situation is. So I don't think there's anything that changes there.
Do you anticipate to have the same coaching staff back this year? I know it's early in the process, but do you anticipate to have the same assistants back?
Yeah, I don't see any, you know, at this point, if anything changes, I'll let you know.
Coach, you talked a lot towards the end of the season about evaluating the program and trying to figure out where things went wrong. Do you forecast any sort of schematic changes or any significant changes in the program going forward?
Every year, every offseason, I always evaluate. You know, I think no matter where you are as a coach, I think in any sport, whether you win your last game and you're a champion or you lose, you know, you don't make the postseason. I think you always are in the process of trying to evaluate where you can get better. I think that's a never-ending process. So, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to the results, the final results. So, you know, I guess my thing is more of when you say where things went wrong, probably on the scoreboard, the end result of the game. But you're always trying to get better. You're always trying to improve. You're always trying to see where you can get better. So, you know, that's a process I go through every offseason, and certainly this one is no different.
How much have you kept up with or followed Billy Donovan and the Gators run this season, and what do you think of their?
Yeah, I had a chance to go to Memphis last weekend and watch the Sweet 16 games there. Happy for Coach Donovan and their team and the success that they're enjoying. Obviously, going 18-0 in conference play, being the first team to ever do that, winning the SEC tournament, number one overall seed, and then I think four straight Elite Eights and breaking through and getting to the Final Four. Just happy for him and his family, and obviously he's a dear friend, and certainly wish them the best.
Kind of along those lines, late in the season, you told us you coach them and hope they'll get it all of a sudden, right? Is that what happened to Kentucky, do you think, with their run?
Probably, yeah. That's probably a good evaluation. I think they're playing really good basketball right now. You got to give credit to Coach Cal and his staff and his players. You want to be gelling and playing your best basketball at the end of the year. I think anybody that's watched the tournament and seen the way those guys have played, I think certainly they're playing as good as anybody in the country right now.
Just wondering what kind of relationship you've had or not had with Bruce Pearl in the past, if you guys have crossed paths, and then what kind of challenges does he present coaching against in a rival capacity?
I think my first 2 years, here at Alabama, he was at Tennessee, and I think he had really good teams and a very good coach, I think, obviously. His record speaks for itself. It's a new situation. Just a different team. I'm sure he'll do a great job. In the role that he has there. But outside of that,